This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. When we think of origami, we think about paper folded into artistic shapes. But Gary Barton and Wayne Edmonds decided to fold metal instead to enter the 2021 Battle Creek Origami Sculpture Exhibit. Seven artists were chosen to show their origami sculptures throughout Battle Creek beginning October 15th. The public is invited to vote on their favorite pieces. The city's Small Business Development Office will purchase the winning piece for permanent display.
What usually when we think of origami, we think of folding paper. But in this case, the project that you're working on together is not paper at all. It's shaping metal, yes? And how did Correct. The two of you connect to do this?
Gary's mother-in-law is my girlfriend. So I've known Gary, you know, he says he's in his 40s so I've known him since he was in his early 20s. He was just getting out of college when I met him. And, I've always looked at the work he did and I always liked it. So I'm glad he asked me to do this, you know, that way I get to be an artist too.
And I have to be honest, and I want to make sure Wayne gives himself more credit than he's given himself, but I've always viewed him as an artist because of the projects and the types of things he builds and does around his home and in his life. And he's also published a children's book. So I think art can be a lot of things, and he definitely dips his feet in the creative writing area quite a bit.
Did you work on paper first, the traditional folded paper that we think of as origami, before you decided to work in metal?
Yep. So some of the content, some of the pictures I shared with you, I was building all kinds of paper frogs the minute I saw this submission. Prior to talking to Wayne and everything and trying to get my confidence level up, I was like, I was building paper frogs a lot. So out of magazines, out of actual origami paper, out of print-offs at work, out of, yeah, almost everything.
So tell us about the Downtown Battle Creek Origami Sculpture Exhibit, because that's what we're talking about. This project that you're working on will be on exhibit in Battle Creek.
I'll do it the best I can from my perspective and point of view. I think there's roughly seven or eight artists that have been picked based on a submission process, and it's going to be a sculpture walk or a sculpture exhibit where the city is trying to encourage people that may not be familiar with art or people that enjoy art to get out, get involved in downtown, and kind of walk through this year-long exhibit that's going to be throughout downtown Battle Creek. And I think one of the other cool pieces is they may use this as a jumping point to highlight some of the art and sculpture and painting that's already downtown. So I think there'll be some people that didn't know how much art is already downtown by going to see the origami exhibit.
So this will go on for a year, but there's some voting going on, isn't there? There's a winner at the end of this process?
My understanding is that there will be possibly a People's Choice Award. And my understanding is that the city would either purchase or the piece would be donated to the city to be kept in their permanent collection. I've also heard that several pieces might be, or not several, but a couple pieces might be purchased based on the event. I do know there should be one winner, but I think the option to sell the artwork is available to anybody. It can have a price tag, so.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars.
So describe this project that you've come up with. What is it going to look like?
When I started thinking about asking Wayne, I had already had kind of a vision in mind. So I am in my early to mid 40s, and I recently had a daughter. So I would say I'm an older guy with a 1.5-year-old whose name is Lily. And my mother-in-law, Wayne's girlfriend, Sharon, has been helping out immensely, along with my mom, helping, you know, provide care for Lily during COVID and, you know, times where we can't really get daycare, there's wait lists and all that. So daughter's name is Lily, mother-in-law's name is Sharon. Sharon loves frogs. For as long as I can remember, you know, if we needed to get her a Christmas present or a birthday present, we got a frog. So I just instantly got hung up on this idea of my daughter's name Lily, Sharon's love of frogs, and then pulling them together in lily pads and origami frogs. So talked with Wayne, and you know, he posed questions like, would Japanese artwork be symmetrical? Because my original concepts were very symmetrical. And I was like, well, probably not. They'd probably be asymmetrical. So we started to work with, you know, large lily pad shapes, medium lily pad shapes, and small lily pad shapes, along with large frogs, medium frogs, and small frogs. And then we've arranged them as kind of a family. So these three lily pads of different shapes sit on a pond shape. And then there's a variety of colored different sized frogs on top of them, all made to look like origami.
Is there water as part of the display?
There is a pond element that is just a shape that will be blue. If we had a budget, maybe. I've had a lot of people ask me where the fountain or the water will go, and we don't have a budget for water.
So how do you work together? Do you each work on a lily pad, or what's a typical work session look like?
Right now, this is Wayne. Right now, what we're doing is Gary is doing the frogs and I'm doing the lily pads, but we have both done both things. But that's mainly what we're doing. I'm doing the lily pads and Gary's doing the frogs. Then we stop once in a while and we talk about how we're going to put it together and how we're going to get it on the trailer and downtown and off the trailer. And, you know, that's the stuff we collaborate on how we're going to do it.
How large is it?
It's 3 by 3 foot by 5 foot, roughly.
Weighing roughly 320 pounds. But I think the footprint, the base footprint of mounting will be 3 foot by 5 foot. But it would be up to 4 feet by 8 foot. And roughly, however tall the lily sits, which I'm thinking less than 2 feet. So the 3 feet high, it's going to be a very flat and close to the ground sculpture. So, and I want to add something else. I know the way we work together is Wayne has an amazing space that he's developed for us. In fact, he even did a bunch of research and we bought a piece of equipment off of Craigslist, and he bought the equipment and we got a ton of steel along with that. And we've created this workspace specific to producing this sculpture. And I think his knowledge and then the way I work, that space is developed organically as we work together. It's been pretty exciting. The goal of the sculpture is to do as much by hand as possible, but to actually make the metal look like folded paper or folded origami made out of metal.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with sculptors Gary Burton and Wayne Edmonds about the Battle Creek Origami Sculpture Exhibit. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and to see photos of their work. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.